Hey, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to Straight Out 254 Podcast. I'm your host, Blogger Flanny, and back again with another episode, another wonderful episode. I have been MIA for a while, but I'm back again now. Today, I want to talk about Kendrick's album. I want to talk about Kendrick's album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. I know I'm supposed to talk about Kenyan entertainment, but leo lazima tu niongelee the Kendrick album. As it's been a dope project so far. I've seen it, I've heard it, I've had a couple of tracks from it. Maze, it's a great work of art. Maze, so before the album came out, we actually had a teaser of the album by with the track, the I think I'm All of Us. Yeah, that video that came out, that Kendrick used deep fakes of like in Kobe Bryant, Nipsey Hussle, Juicy Smollett, and I think it's OJ Simpson, yeah, and Kanye West. Okay. So those are the people involved in the video. So it was a really, really heartwarming video. Really, the art itself, the meaning behind the video, the meaning behind the lyrics. Yani, if I tell you Kendrick is probably one of my best, like if I have a top five rappers list, Kendrick is in there. Maze, he's always been my favorite rapper ever since I ever since he came into the game. Maze, I'm really, really glad that this album is out. We've waited like 8 years for this, Maze. So it's back again. I know it's his last album under TDE, Top Dog Entertainment, but so far, so good, Maze. The reaction to the songs themselves, especially the We Cry Together, yeah, with Taylor Page, that song is awesome. I think you guys should listen to it, Maze. Yoki too. I actually downloaded it. That was the first song I downloaded from the album. I know I had already heard the I'm All of Us. I had already seen the video. I had already liked the concept behind it. But now, the conversation with Taylor Page on We Cry Together, Kendrick just took this to a whole new level, Maze. I wasn't expecting something like that. This was out of this world, Maze. So I'm really, really glad that Kendrick did that, came through for us with that album. That is what I say when you're creating an album, when you're creating a work of art, take your time. Don't get rushed. I know we're rushing to get numbers. I know we're rushing to maybe keep our fans, Maze. But if your fans are your fans, they will always remain your fans. Kendrick did us. Kendrick just came through and reminded us as his fans that he's always there for us, Maze. So, I have no words even to just explain the whole album, but there's a couple of tracks. Most of the tracks I've heard on the album are really, really good. If you check the comments under the tracks on YouTube, really, really good comments, really great comments, Maze, really, really touching comments, Maze. Kendrick has done something that we or most of us as creatives really want to do. Just create beautiful work, even if no one else is paying attention, Maze. Keep creating, keep doing what you have to do, keep doing great work. If you're creative, especially creatives, sometimes you don't get the attention we need, but yeah, at the end of the day, you have to actually create it because it's your talent, it's what you're meant to do, create. So I'm really thankful for Kendrick, Maze. You guys should go check out the album. Check out the whole Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers album. It's out on all streaming platforms, eh? And I'm glad I get to witness or talk about this wonderful history in the hip-hop industry. So that's all from me. I've been your host, Blogger Flyny, and I will see you next time on the Straight Outta 254 podcast. Cheers, Mazzy.